Shalom Aleichem for Yud Gimel Mishneh Yomi is beginning chapter 6 in Sota. And this should remind you of the very beginning of chapter 1 when we talked about how many witnesses were needed for the warning of the husband to the wife not to go behind closed doors and then for that act of seclusion with another man. Mi shekine le'ishto, a man warned his wife not to go behind closed doors with Ploni, and that warning, everyone agrees, needed two kosher valid witnesses to have a valid halachic warning. Vinistra, and then Nebuch, she did that act that she was warned not to do. So at this point, afilu shama me'of porech, even if he heard that she had been secluded with this man from a bird flying by. Now that's not literally a bird flying by. It means any sort of witness. Even if it's one witness and a witness we don't normally accept for halachic matters, then Yotzi, he should divorce the wife, Yitin Ketubah. And he has to pay her the Ketubah. After all, we don't have two witnesses for the Stira. If they had two witnesses, they would definitely make her a Sota. She could go drink and be tested. But here there's no proof of the seclusion. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Rabbi Eliezer held back in the very first Mishnah of Sota that one witness to seclusion was enough to make her a Sota. And if the husband wanted, he could take her then to Yerushalayim and have her undergo the ritual of Sota and be tested. But if he doesn't want, then he would have to pay the ketuvah. She does not forfeit that ketuvah payment. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Od sheyisu v'yitnu ba mozrot bilavana. He's basically saying, until they are going back and forth about this wife, those who are spinning threads in the moonlight. What he means is the women of the town would get together and spin threads together and, you know, do what they do, but there was gossip. Now, at that point, Rabbi Yeshua agrees the husband should divorce the wife and she would get paid her ketuvah. But to make her an actual Sota, we saw back in chapter 1, Rabbi Yeshua needs two witnesses to the seclusion. So again, everyone needs two witnesses for the warning. Rabbi Eliezer needs one witness for seclusion to have the option of taking his wife to be tested as a Sota. Rabbi Yeshua needs two witnesses. But still, if the women of the town are gossiping about the immoral behavior of this woman, even if they don't have two witnesses to a seclusion, Rabbi Yeshua agrees he should divorce her, but she's still entitled to the ketuvah payment. Mishnah Beit, Amar Eid Echad. If one witness said, told the court, Ani Riatia, I saw her, Shenitmate, that she indeed committed an immoral, unfaithful, adulterous act, lo haita shota. So now she cannot drink the water, she cannot be tested as a sota. Velo od, and not even if it's a normal witness who's qualified in other areas of halacha, ela afilu evid, even a servant, afilu shifcha, even a female servant, hare elu ne'manim, we would believe them. Of lefosla mikdivata, and she would even lose her ketuvah. So this isn't a witness about being secluded. This is a witness to an actual act of adultery. Even one witness causes her to lose her ketuvah. But there are exceptions to this rule. Hamota, her mother-in-law, Bat Hamota, the daughter of her mother-in-law, like her husband's sister, Tsarata, a co-wife, if her husband's married to more than one wife, V'yavimta. Yavimta is a woman who would become her co-wife in the event of Yibum, meaning it's the wife of her husband's brother, and her husband has no children. Ubot Baila, and a daughter of her husband who's not her own daughter, a daughter from a different marriage. Hare Elu Ne'amanot, these women would be believed if they said she committed adultery. V'lol Pasul Mekedvata, but not believed to remove the ketuvah payment. Elishlo Tishte, they're only believed to the point where she could not be tested as a Sota by drinking the water. Now, the reasoning is, we explained in Yevamot, these women typically had some degree of animosity towards this, the woman in question, the accused potential Sota, and they might accuse her of something. The example brought towards the end of Yevamot is a co-wife might come and testify that their shared husband had passed away, so then her co-wife will get remarried, and when the husband actually comes back alive, the wife who got remarried will be considered adultery, and she will not be able to go back to the first husband. Now, our sages were aware that there's some animosity here, so they would not believe these women out of thin air. Recall, there was a warning by the husband, and then there was a seclusion, and then there's this testimony that something even more, something really adulterous took place. And even then, these women who might have some rivalry are not believed to cause her to lose her ketuvah as well. Shar kochachem, be well.